like me, you probably have a closet full of local band merch. And whether you know it or not, a lot of that band merch was probably made by Divine Shirt Company right here in Winnipeg. Divine Shirt Company has made all of the Great Witch Police merch, from our hoodies to our toques to our t-shirts. And if you're looking to get anything done, like screen printing, embroidery, graphic design, digital printing, go to see Divine Shirt Company at divineshirtcompany.ca and tell them Witch Police Radio sent you.
One of our colleagues, Sam Thompson, who, if you saw him, you'd sort of right away assume he was a hippie.
Witch Police Radio. Witch Police Radio. Oh, no, no, no.
Witch Police Radio.
All right, welcome to Witch Police Radio. I'm here with a guest who is new to me, but I feel like you're about to be introduced to a lot of people because you have a new single coming out, and we'll get into all of that. But I think before we get started, if you want to introduce yourself and give a bit of background about what you do as an artist, I think it's a great way to start off.
My name is Olisa. I'm a Nigerian-born Canadian-based artist. I blend Afrobeat, R&B, and soul.
Okay.
My music is all about energy and storytelling. I don't just make music, I curate energy. And from cultural pride to love, growth, and living free, you know, my sound is just basically something you can feel and dance to.
Okay, I like that description of it. Yeah, is that, did you sort of have a focus on that when you're writing songs? Like, I mean, is that something that is on your mind, wanting to create that energy when you're putting a song together?
When I produce my music, it's just, I'm strictly all about vibes and energy, you know, positive energy. It's more about love and energy, yeah.
Okay, and I guess you're playing a style of music that definitely lends itself to that kind of energy, right? I mean, it's works well in a live setting, works well in a party setting, seems like a good fit.
100%. 100%.
So, how long have you been doing this?
I've been making music for a really long time. I mean, I'd say 15 years.
Okay.
Professionally, I've been making music for about 10 years.
Okay, still a decent amount of time you've been doing this. Yeah, yeah. How has your sound sort of changed and developed over the years? And the reason I ask this is because Afrobeats has become popular in the past, you know, a number of years, but it's definitely had a surge recently, right? So were you experimenting with different styles sort of before that became a big trend, or were you always in that mode and just sort of under the radar before it got popular? Here, anyway.
It's always been about the African kind of music. It's always been about African music. And I stuck to Afrobeats because it's all about African. And I'm promoting the culture, promoting the law of peace and all of those stuff. So I've stayed with Afrobeat, but there's something called Afrofusion. Afrofusion is where you're mixing the African music with different genres of music. It could be hip-hop, could be reggae, could be R&B, soul, and whatever thing, but in the African style.
Yeah.
That's how we're doing here.
Well, I guess that's the best way to introduce a lot of those African genres to people over here, right? Who maybe don't have the background to be familiar with that stuff, but they know the hip-hop, they know the R&B, they know the reggae. All of those genres are more familiar, at least in North America, to sort of a new audience, right?
100%. Correct.
What has it been like for you sort of, here we have a decently sized community of people from Africa, from all different parts of Africa, and from everywhere else as well. But I mean, I'm sure a lot of your audience is people who are, you know, born in Canada, from Canada, maybe never experienced some of those cultural side of things. What has your experience been like introducing this kind of music to a wider Canadian audience like that?
It's been a very beautiful experience. I'd say there's been people who's been here, who's been doing it for a way long time before I even arrived to Canada.
Sure.
But yeah, it's. I'm not trying to create a new scene. I'm trying to promote what's been there already.
Sure.
So I'm just adding to the vibe. But yeah, it's been a very beautiful experience. And I'm happy we've had like the OGs who's laid this foundation. It makes it pretty easy for us to, you know, like keep floating.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah.
Have you seen that community sort of grow in terms of the local musicians who are into the same kind of thing? That seems like it must have gotten a lot bigger in the past few years.
Yeah, it's gotten even way bigger. Not what I was expecting, but yeah, I'm stunned by the whole progress and then how it's been floating. And it's going amazing.
That's good. That's good. Good to hear. And then, I do want to talk about your new song, and we'll get to that in a second. But one of the things that I find interesting about music that has African influences is that there's so many different... Africa's such a huge continent. There's so many different countries. Each country has, you know, 1, 2, 5, 10 of their own genres of music. And I feel 100%. Like, you know, over here, that gets distilled into sort of an overarching African music as a one genre. But clearly, it's much, much more than that. Because of each of these different, you know, separations and subgenres and all these things. What kind of music did you grow up listening to? Like, what is your sort of background as a music fan?
I grew up listening to a lot of African music. I grew up listening to a lot of jazz music.
Okay.
I grew up listening to hip-hop, R&B, soul music. So I listened to a lot of things because I wanted to be really creative, and I didn't want to base the assimilation of music in one place. So I wanted to be able to test some of the sounds because I enjoyed music. I didn't care where it was from, what genre of music it was. As long as it was good production, as long as the sound's good, interesting music, I always play. I don't care where it's from, but I listen to different kinds of music.
Do you feel like all of those different kinds of music have sort of coalesced into what you do now? I mean, do you hear, even if the listener maybe doesn't notice, but do you hear things in your own songs that, oh, this must be because I've been listening to jazz or because I've been listening to R&B? Like, do those little things seep into what you're doing, maybe unintentionally?
That's where the creativity comes in.
Right.
I try as much as possible not to sound like any of these things that I hear.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to copy anybody, but I try to stay creative 100%. There's some times where if I'm writing, I have some of these influences, you know, trying to get into my creativity. I'm like, oh no, I got to stop. I got to, you know, like take a chill. It has to be me because I'm talking about my story. I'm talking about my life. So it's just basically me. And I try as much as possible, you know, to let those things away from my head and then just, you know, be creative.
Okay, no, that's fair enough. So the reason we're doing this interview now is because you, at the time we're recording this, have a single coming out in a few weeks. What can you tell me about the new single?
Name of the song is Poco. And it's a different story. It's a vibe.
Okay.
You know, Poco is a mood on its own. Yeah, I know a lot of people are used to the word poco. It's think it's a Spanish
word. Yeah, it means like a little,
right? It means little, right? Yeah. Right, a little. Yeah, but to me, poco is a vibe. It's a different mood. It's got a different energy. And for me, it means, you know, like confident, carefree, light, powerful, you know, freedom sort of, you know, energy.
Okay.
Yeah, and
And how long have you been working on this song? I mean, we're in an era now where the way people release music from artist to artist is so different. Some people will, you know, sit down and record a whole album, release that. A lot of people are doing only singles. I mean, the way people are doing things is kind of all over the place in 2025. Are you more of a singles artist or are you? Is this sort of leading up to a larger release?
So I'm more of a single artist because I have my own studio gears, and sometimes it's just pretty easy for me to get into the studio and start making music.
Sure.
How that song came was that I was at work, you know, and I think it was a night shift.
Okay.
So at some point, one of my friends reached out to me and he sent me an instrumental, and I decided to give it a listen. So I went into the car and I started jamming up. It was a vibe. I'm like, okay. So from there, I loved the rhythm, I loved the melody, and then poco, poco. That's how it came in. Like, literally, that's how it came in. The next day, I recorded the song.
Okay.
Spent less than 30 minutes recording the song. It was a beautiful energy.
And did it, like, sort of reveal itself immediately, that song? Like, did you know right away this was what the song was going to be?
I didn't know what it was going to be, but I knew it was going to be a big rhythm. I knew it was going to be a big tune.
Okay.
I'm losing control and I know fit now. It's BS in my soul. You took too much time. I can't let you go. Yeah. Broke, man. I know fit out. I'm losing control and I know fit now. It's BS in my soul. You took too much time. I can't let you go.
I wanna know what's in your heart. don't make a play your card. You know, send me out to the field tension. Don't give me that your heart. Make me and you forget the friction. Yeah, yeah.
Which way? Which way? I've seen a lot with big waves. A rubber leg by with sweet face. The type of one way gon' make you be crazy. Never seen a girl like you. Whoa. Where they give me at a dark? Tell me what did I go do? Whoa. You didn't make my fans, they cry. Never seen a girl like you. Whoa. Where they give me at a dark? Tell me what did I go do? Cause you didn't make my fans, they cry.
Broke, man, I know fit shout. I'm losing control, and I know fit now. It's BS in my soul. You took too much time, I can't let you go. Yeah.
Which way, eh? Which way, eh? I've seen a lot of girls with big ways. I got my girl for mine, she too safe. I love her type, she know they look face. I'ma make her give you a joke. You they make me cho-cho-cho-cho, uh-huh. You don't have to go so koto. Cause me, I get them plenty for shokoto, uh-huh. Now please don't leave me hanging. I love the way you talk about my spending. But if not like, I don't like. Make heavy water carry me by.
Which way, which way? I've seen a lot with big waves. A rubber leg by with sweet face. The type of one way gon' make you be crazy. Which way, which way? I've seen a lot with big waves. A rubber leg by with sweet face. The type of one way gon' make you be crazy.
Broke, man, I know fit shout. I'm losing control, man, I know fit now. It's BS in my soul. You took too much time, I can't let you go, yeah.
You're listening to, you know, an instrumental, like in that example you just gave me, what are you looking for? What sort of stands out about someone's production that you think would make a good song? Like, what are you listening for as an artist when you hear a rhythm someone makes, a beat someone makes that sort of appeals to you? What is the what draws you in, I guess, to someone's instrumental music?
So about music, I know 100% there is no certain way to music. It can hit a different way. It can come from any angle. But basic things that I look out for in a song is the melody, as the rhythm, as the production.
Yeah.
You know, and the way bass line, some of these things, they hit differently. When I get the rhythm, when I get the melody, when I get the percussions, and then they stand out for me, then I want to pay more attention to the instrumental.
Okay.
Yeah, they always stand out for me, yeah.
So it has to draw you in first. Something about it has to click.
I have to feel it. I have to feel the beat. I have to feel the rhythm. I have to feel it deep down inside.
Yeah.
In as much as I can jump on anything, and I've met a lot of artists who sent me who sent me lots of instrumental. They want me to check their beats.
Yeah.
The beat packs. So it's like a ton of things they sent to me, and they want me to vibe on them. Like, okay, but I can't walk on everything that comes my way, right? It has to be, like I said, a few. So I have to listen to it. The first 5 seconds, if it doesn't click, oh, yeah. It means I just got to skip, you know.
For sure. Yeah. So this one obviously got you within the first 5 seconds, I'm assuming. Yeah.
The first 3 seconds when I played the beat, I was like, okay, that's something I want to hear.
Because, yeah.
It's not just about me. You know, I might make music, but I also make music for people to hear. So I'm putting myself in other people's shoes.
And well, you're a listener too. Obviously, you want
to.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So I listened to it. I grooved to it. I felt it. It was, you know, it was a straight shoot to my heart. I felt it. And then I decided, okay, I'm going to work on this.
Yeah.
And immediately I had the melody, like immediately that I listened to it, like the melody just jumped in, and I'm like, okay, I think it's the vibe. Welcome me.
Right on. What is your, and I know you've been doing this for, like, as we established for a long time now, but what has your experience been with the local music scene here? I mean, have you sort of found a place within the larger local community, because we have a pretty diverse and huge music scene, every genre you can possibly think of, right? Have you found sort of where you fit in as an artist, as a performer?
Sure, it is. I fit in everywhere. So there's lots of beautiful artists here, all of them with different energy, different vibe.
Yeah.
I love the way they raise themselves. I love the way they carry their sounds. Different people, different melodies, different sounds, different energy, different rhythm.
Yeah.
So it's just the message, the passing. But I've been able to listen to this select few people, and I'm stunned by the kind of music they produce here. Like, I think Winnipeg, Manitoba as a whole, it's got like a large audience for music collection. Like,
yes,
different kinds of genres of music you will find here. Like, it's so beautiful. So yeah, I think I'm open to working with a lot of that.
Do you think, I mean, that's kind of where I was going with that question too. Do you think that you would fit in at a show, maybe if you're playing live and there was, you know, you and a folk singer and a metal band and a rapper? Like, I mean, do you think that you, what you do is sort of, would have enough interest for a wider range of audience members who maybe aren't there to see you, but they hear you and they're, oh, this is, you know.
100%. I've met a lot of artists and band from different genres, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, hey, are you open to collaboration? This is what I always ask them.
Yeah.
I open to collaboration because the kind of music I make is basically just fusion, you know, like bringing this and bringing this and seeing what we can make out of it. That's how it comes. And that's how you have all these vast genres of music, because it's like a sample of this, a sample of this.
Sure.
And yeah, so I'm 100% open to collaboration and seeing where things can go from there. But yeah, it's something I can work on.
Well, I think that's how new genres get created too, right? Is people from one, from over here and over here, they meet each other, share some records, and then it's like, oh, wait, we can combine these and then you get a new thing.
100%. 100%.
One of the things that's come up a lot in this show, like I've been doing it for a long time, and I talk to, you know, everyone from rappers to country singers to jazz. And one of the things that comes up a lot is that people here seem to have a very strong bullshit detector, that they can tell when someone is not being authentic with their music, right? And I think that Winnipeg, maybe the reason that we have such a large music scene, such a successful one, is because people, they know authenticity, I think, in the audience. Like, they know when 100%. Someone is being genuine. Like, do you feel that about the scene here?
So one of the studies I've been doing here in Winnipeg is I've been trying to understand the crowd.
Okay.
I've been working on understanding the audience and what they want, what they like. But I think these guys are amazing people, and they support their kind. They support their own.
Yeah, sure.
Doesn't really matter what it is. Like, I've been to places where I've heard people, you know, like, not the kind of music they make is not really, you know, like, it's not something that should go out to the public.
That's just sick.
But looking at the energy, looking at the fans, looking at the supporter, they don't care.
For sure. Yeah.
They just want to stand in for their people. They just want to stand in for their guys. I'm like, oh, I like this. I like the fan base. Like, they just want to support you. They want to be there for you. They want to see you win. That's the kind of fans you have here. And I'm impressed. And that's one of the reasons why I'm like, okay, I think I can flow with this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big thing for me.
That's interesting.
They support everything you do, from the music, like, straight up to everything you go and everywhere you go.
I think you're right about that. And I don't think anyone's actually explained it that way, but that does make a lot of sense. I think I think that is something. I mean, I've been in some terrible bands and people still came out to see them, right? So I mean, it definitely is a thing.
And
for
you
sure.
still see people dancing. They're like, what are you doing? Like, yeah. What is this?
And I think that kind of goes back to what you said before about the energy too, right? It doesn't have to be technically perfect, but if the energy is there and the vibe is there.
Yes.
Regardless of what type of music it is, people are going to get into it because they
100%.
They feel whatever the person's doing on stage. They could be singing completely out of tune. And yeah. As long as they're feeling it, you can feel it too.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's how it goes.
Magically, baby, me keeping me magically. Vatican, Vatican, Vatican V. Vatically, no be asking money, yeah. Come make I configure it. Come make I configure that your body, yeah. Hopping for a ride, I got it. Hopping for a ride, I got it. No Gen Z, man. Living what for Caesar to Caesar. Hope you no go change them for me now. Tell me what you feel is for me, girl, no be teaser. Oh, mama. Oh mama, look at me, oh don't shake a move, make I see. Alala, alala, keep it me, come Ghana, come make I see. Oh mama, look at me, oh don't shake a move, make I see. Alala, alala, keep it me, come Ghana, come make I feel. Giving what for Caesar to Caesar. Hope you no go change them for me now. Tell me what you feel is for me, girl, no be teaser.
I change your mind, I lit up my mind, I dare not to paddle.
I change,
I focus my mind. You know, go give me a joke.
Any minute, wanna kiri kude karakata.
I feel my. To frico, to fracata. TV say the way you they give me to show. Baby, the way I want it, you must to come down. Your body wonderful. For me, light out and low it, warm, I can now. Oh mama, look at me, oh don't you come back, I see. Alala, give me conga, come back, I fall. Oh mama, look at me, oh don't you come back, I see. Alala, give me conga, come back, I feel. I'm giving what I see that to Caesar. Hope you no go change them for me now. Tell me what you feel is for me, girl, no be teaser.
So for people who aren't familiar with your music and they want to maybe hear more of what you're doing, first of all, what are the details around the release of the single? When is it coming out and how do people hear it?
The song... First of all, I didn't think it was going to be a big moment. I just recorded it because I have a ton of music that I make them and then I don't release them because I feel like, okay, you need to promote the song to, you know, like, yeah, to get that visibility, you need to promote that song.
So yeah, sure.
I'm like, this is good. This is consumable. This is a really great song. So I'm going to be putting out on all DSPs. I'm going to be dropping it like, make it official, it's going to be public, and I'm looking forward to promoting it as well. So it's going to be everywhere. It's going to be everywhere.
And that's on, what's the date of that? July 14th, did you say?
July 18th.
18th,
July
okay.
18th, yeah. Okay. It should have been sooner than that, but I still need a little more time to like prep myself because I haven't dropped a new song in like 2 years because, yeah, so the industry is like, right now, feeling a little bit new to me because I paused for a while. I went silent for a while, but now I'm back to the game. So I kind of want to, you know, like prep myself really good before dropping this one.
Do you feel that this song works well as sort of a comeback song, a reintroduction to what you do?
It is a reintroduction. It is a reintroduction from a different angle.
Okay.
You know, it's a different me. You know, when I went silent, I had to pause for a while. I did a lot of work. I had to grow, I had to develop, I had to work on myself. That includes my lyrics, my vibe, my inspiration, a lot of things. Like, so it's been like a really huge changes, like the gap is less.
Sure.
You know, from what I used to do to what I'm doing now. And that one is ready. I'm also recording a new song that's going to be like a follow-up to that one. And it's a big energy, it's a banger.
Is summer the ideal time to release stuff like this? I feel like you definitely have sort of a summer kind of vibe with some of your stuff.
Oh, yeah. I try as much as possible to make sure that it bangs, you know. So it's a summer vibe.
Yeah.
It's a dance hall tune. It's a summer vibe, yeah. Yeah, and then the follow-up too, it's a big tune, yeah. I can relate to it already. I see myself performing the song already.
Cool. That's awesome. Yeah, that's how you want to be, right? You want to have that confidence coming into new music coming out.
100%.
So if for someone who is unfamiliar with your music, what's the best way to find out more about what you're doing, whether it's, you know, social media, online, where would you direct people to see more about, you know, because this is a podcast, someone could hear the day it comes out or they could hear it five years from now. And, you know, by then you'll probably have a bunch of new stuff out, right? So what's the best way to track you down online and find out what you're up to?
My website. I created my website. My website is my name, Olisa.com. So... there, you're going to find a bunch of everything about me there. So I didn't want to have like different links to what I do. So I had to like fuse everything and I put it on my website. So you're going to find my music from old to new singles.
Cool.
You're going to find my merches. I'm also coming up with my clothing line. So everything that like right in my website, you'll find everything about me there. And it's pretty easy and pretty simple to say.
They call me Olisa again. Yeah. Shout out to the homie O. Yeah.
Too many girls that I've seen, girl, now you be the finest. Too many legs where you enter, now you be the highest. Yeah, when I love, I don't love you. Yeah, when I hold, I don't hold you. And if I block, I go block you. I like to dive, wanna dive you. I like to sing for your cause, so I don't get double impression. Man, you hit me with no options. I don't get double impression. Man, you hit me with no options.
Unscripted.
Too many legs where you enter, now you be the highest.
Yeah. You crazy for this one, son?
Yeah, yeah. When I love, I don't love.
That's
you.
Right.
Yeah, when I hold, I don't hold.
Yeah.
You. And if I block, I go block.
Yeah.
I like to dive for the dice. I like to sing for your cousin.
Yeah. Let's go. Look, love, to say that you a diamond, I'll be out with my cotton pit in mine. Even archaeologists know you a rare find. Or you're a diamond, deeper than a mine. When I met you, you made my soul climb. If every time we together, I wanna press rewind. I can't even lie, I can't get you out my mind. I wanna change your name from Mrs. to Mrs. I'm missing your kisses, I hope you're missing this. I hope you get the message that I'm sending you, that I'm sending through. This is heaven sent, I hope you feel it too. You an angel that descended into my palms. You swim in love, you make my heart calm. That's why we're here together forever. I travel so far, that's why my heart puts the flow behind every single bar. You gotta know that this is coming from the soul. You were working hard and I just had to let you know.
Too many girls that I've seen, girl, now you be the finest. Too many legs where you enter, now you be the highest. Yeah, when I love, I don't love you. Yeah, when I hold, I don't hold you. And if I block, I go block you. I like to dive, wanna dive you. I like to sing for your cause, so
I don't get double impression.
Why you leave me with no option? I don't get double impression. You leave me with no options. Too many girls that I've seen, girl, now you be the finest.
Yeah, that's when I open up my eyes and see the sun come through.
Too many legs where you enter, now you be the highest.
There be you, there's only me and you.
Yeah, when I love, I don't love you. Yeah, when I hold, I don't hold you. And if I block, I can block you. I like to die, wanna die for you. I like to sing for your cause.
They call me Olisa
again.
It's unscripted, yeah.
Well, I was looking at the website today and I saw the clothing line stuff. Is that...
Yeah,
do you like it? How do you level... How do you combine that with the music? Like, are they related? Do you feel like there's a connection between the designs you do and then the music you do? Or are they sort of separate sides of your creative side?
There is a connection. There's a huge connection between my designs and my music.
Okay.
It's the African music. And if you look at the logo for my design, it's like a shell, a carry.
Okay.
Which also talks about... you know, peace, growth, you know, freedom, something like that. So, yeah, they're both related. And this is going to be promoting this, and this is going to be promoting this. It's going to be like one hand for the other.
Okay. And they're totally, I mean, they're both obviously creative pursuits, right? But they're totally different sort of types of creativity because, I mean, one is when you hear, when you wear, right? There's,
yeah, so it's for me, it's going to be like the sound, the soul, the signature.
Okay.
The sound, the soul, the signature. The sound is the music. The soul, it's where it hits. The signature is like what you see on me, the apparel.
Right. And is that something that, like, do you, I guess this is maybe a weird question, but how do you promote that? Because if you're sort of primarily known for music, right? Is this something that you're going to just wear on stage and just be like, hey guys, by the way? how do you promote the two?
It's a design that catches the eyes. You don't have to look at it multiple times to say, oh, what's that?
Sure.
It's something that when you see, you can easily peek on it and it stands out. I tried as much as possible to make sure that it stands out just like my music. You know, it's way different. But I'm not going to be putting a lot of energy on the Claude Napper out because I think it's going to promote itself.
Okay.
It's just basically my music, but I've always liked to stand out in things that I do. So I'm going to be wearing more of that because I want to promote the African culture. I want to promote the music. I want to promote myself as well, but in a different kind of way. I don't want to do what people spend doing.
For sure. For sure.
Girl, you make I give you my love. Girl, you make I give you massage. Girl, you make I give you dessert. You gon' like the taste of my nuts. Girl, you make I give you my heart. Girl, you make I read you a sermon. Or don't make I give you my charger. Lock on me and boost up your bar. Come on, make I feel you my love. Yeah, yeah. Do you massage, yeah, yeah. Rub you my tart. Yeah, yeah. Like the way you finger your pants. I know you want to ta-na-na-na. Pekanata, pekanata, I'll adore you. Fela mata, fela mata, I go born you. No go use uka, ya mata, I go born you. And then make it parakata for your dungeon. Yeah, whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, you, yeah, yeah, yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, you, yeah, yeah, yeah. Anytime you need me to the walker for your matter, I'll be up and running. You know they two meter, you know they two meter. Even if na bully bully tell me for your matter, I'll be far from darling. You know they two meter, you know they two meter. One for your mommy, two for your party. Who bought this red bone crew from Holland? Baby, I love you, girlie, me, I adore you. I bless thee the way me I taught you. One for your body, two with the honey. Who did him make a do use a teaser? Purity naga ziki zagiza. Fully king with my ziki zagiza. Girl, me can give you my love. Girl, me can give you massage. Girl, me can give you dessert. You gon' like the taste of my nuts. Girl, me can give you my heart. Girl, you make I read you a sermon. Or don't make I give you my charge. Lock on me and boost up your bar. Come on, make I feel you my love, yeah, yeah. Do you massage, yeah, yeah. Rub you my tart, yeah, yeah. I like the way you finger your pants. I know you want to ta-na-na-na. Pekanata, pekanata, I'll adore you, yeah, yeah, yeah. Fela mata, I go born you, yeah, yeah, yeah. No go use uka, ya mata, I go born you, yeah. And yeah, then make it parakata for your dungeon. Yeah, whoa, whoa, whoa. Anytime you need me to the worker for your matter, I'll be up and running. You know they're 2 meter, you know they're 2 meter.